Good morning. When I say the words amazing grace, what do you think of? You probably think about the song that we sing by that title. And that title is so appropriate. There was an old preacher years ago by the name of A.W. Tozer. He's written a number of books. One of the better known books is called The Pursuit of God. He wrote a lot about God and our relationship with God. But he had some really good thoughts about the grace of God. And Tozer said that the human heart by nature is heretical. And what he meant by that was we have this tendency within us that says we've got to fix whatever it is that's wrong. And even when it's dealing with us, we've got to correct all the wrong that's within us. And so we are by nature, we are legalists, and because we think that we can fix it, we can take care of things, we can even correct or fix or pay for our own sins. And so we're legalists by nature. And certainly, you know, the desire to be pleasing to God, that's wonderful. We all want to be pleasing to God. But when that thinking carries us to the point where we think we can, by our own effort, take care of our sin, or by some form of self-punishment, or if we have just enough regret, then we can pay for our sins. And certainly that's not what the scriptures reveal to us. It's not to say that we shouldn't be sorrowful over our sin. Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 10 said that godly grief produces a repentance that leads to salvation. But then the next two words that Paul writes are so important. He said, godly grief produces a repentance which leads to salvation without regret. And so what I think he's saying there is that when we come to God in repentance and we're seeking his forgiveness, we have to understand that God forgives, and when God forgives, regret should be gone. His grace should eliminate any regret that we may feel. The memory of the sin may still be there, but we shouldn't continue to torture ourselves with regret because of God's amazing grace. Jesus gives a perfect illustration of this in his story of the prodigal son. You remember that story? The son goes off and he's such a sinner, but then he realizes what he's done. He grieves over his sin. He comes back to his father, and what does his father do? He says, we need to have a party. It's time to celebrate. And that's how God responds to our repentance. He doesn't want us, and we don't see the younger son going off into a corner of the house filled with regret and wailing and tears and remorse. We don't see that. He says, son, it's time to celebrate. That's what makes the grace of God so amazing, that he is so willing to forgive. And when we come to God in repentance, asking for his forgiveness, his response is, let's celebrate together. So, rest in God's amazing grace. Hope you have a great day.